Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski, and we're talking about, well, a number of different things, but starting over at Canalside in the Heritage Point project, which is once again, Mitch, stalled, will take a little bit longer than what we originally heard when work resumed not that long ago. Now we're kind of waiting again. And, you know, as we keep waiting here, Mitch, I keep going back to not so much this project in particular and how long it's been taking, how long it's looked the way it has right now, but more so to the fact that it's been 29 years since the Sabres last played a game at the Odd. I mean, this isn't really just a couple years of Heritage Point. This is 29 years of that site that we're still talking about trying to make something of.
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan, and yes, and I think that that's where majority of people feel, especially because, you know, the state of New York actually stepped up to make sure that they could fill the budget gap that they had to give a loan so that this project can get up and running. And then ultimately the dynamics down there are even more heightened because we're getting closer to redevelop Marine Drive and other parcels down there. So I need that project to get going, not only just for the sake of the taxpayers and for Buffalonians, but ultimately for the further development of that area.
And Mitch, it's the second delay for this project, Heritage Point, even after the state gave the developer, Nick Sinatra, a $4 million loan. Do you have concern that it may not be finished?
You know, I have a call into them today to figure out the functionality. I think that, you know, from what I was told was that a lot of the materials were already purchased and that basically, you know, the funding gap would be the last thing that they needed for the timetable to get going. So if the financing is there and that was the last piece that was really, you know, stringing us along, I'm getting nervous in the sense of what exactly is the delay, especially, you know, if we're not necessarily pointing to economic factors. So what is it exactly holding up the timeline?
Are you concerned at all about what this looks like from the outside? I mean, do people look at this as just an issue with one development and one developer? Or, you know, kind of going back to that 29 years part of it, I mean, do they look at this as a Buffalo issue where things are hard to get done in the city of Buffalo?
It definitely stokes those perceptions, because ultimately it's, you know, in mine too, because I'm a very, you know, straightforward guy. And, you know, if, you know, we have to fill a budget gap or we need something to get the project done, okay, we hold up our side of the project and we have to get it done. But it ultimately does point to the fact of like, okay, come on, you know, we've got everything that we've needed and all the pieces there. You know, why is this stalling, especially when, you know, the state of New York isn't, or the city isn't in your way. You know, you need a loan to complete the project, then we're holding up to the end of our bargain. You know, what's going on your side?
Could there be a scenario where another developer comes in and finishes this?
So that clause is actually in their agreement, and I know the state entity in between them, you know, we're potentially, you know, putting that on the table, but then ultimately we were looking at the practicality of it is who would want to do that? Who would want to take that and then put their resources in there? So it could make it more complex, but that option is always on the table and has been for the longstanding agreement that they had.
Well, we'll see what happens next there at Heritage Point. Want to also talk with you about what we're hearing on the campaign trail in the mayoral race. Well, I guess some of it's on the campaign trail. Some of it's happening right now as the mayor has his plan for addressing the city's budget deficit. Sean Ryan, the state senator, is also running for mayor, came out with his proposal, which involves selling bonds. And I'm wondering if you had any thoughts on how that might work as a solution to some of Buffalo's financial issues.
I do. And, you know, so I've been told that a potentially passed budget in the state could include both or multiple options. It could include the hotel bed tax, the parking ramp, and Senator Ryan's proposals of those bonds. And I think that they should all be in there to give, you know, council members in City Hall the ability to be able to pick and examine which is the best for a long-term solution. So, you know, to be honest, my fear of the parking ramps is the first is the planning perspective of it. So, you know, if we lose these ramps, I represent parts of downtown. What about if in 10 years, you know, we didn't need the sheer amount of parking because we're not seeing the density down there and we want to adaptively reuse one structure to one day put, you know, units in to get people living down there? And if you give up your ramps, do you give up that long-term benefit of, number one, income from the ramps, but two, selling off an asset that you could want to, you know, kick yourself down the road? But then ultimately, I understand that people's apprehensions to, you know, well, what is a deficit bond? So I want the City of Buffalo residents to know that, you know, we pay $1 million to the Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority. We pay them for their advice, even though that they're in a soft status. But because they're a state authority, they could take out bonds for a long range solution. So the way I look at it is we need to examine, you know, maybe the BFSA taking out these deficit bonds is a long term solution to correct it, because just because this budget is disposed of in June, I mean, it is going to be a day to day operation of looking at our finances. And, you know, we're not going to correct this looming deficit by just one budget. This is going to be easily 3 to 4 year budget cycles to correct.
And we're also hearing that it could even be north of $70 million, the deficit, too.
And that's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because to me, by nature, that deficit is always going to, our expenses are always going up, because now we have to settle two new contracts with police and fire. They're going to, of course, want contractual raises in exchange for something else. You know, claims come up. What about if we get hit by a storm? So our expenses always go up. So that's why I don't think that, you know, we could just say, oh, we think we corrected this $50 million deficit, and this is going to be something that's going to structurally have to be fixed for years.
Well, Mitch, we thank you for the time, as always. Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo council member, joining us live here on WBEN.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.